And so it's important to be able to draw back and observe these things as objectively as we can when the things of the, when, you know, when proprial states are active. The idea here is not to try and get rid of them, but to draw back and allow truths to do their work. And so those truths give insight into what it's about. So because a proprial state is in our awareness, it doesn't mean it is in us. It's just in the landscape. It, you know, proprial state only becomes part of us when we become identified with it. So a lot of what is of that manifests in the awareness or in our understanding of things. You know, we see it, and we and the capacity to see it is from truths operating at a higher level. You know, it's the Lord that's giving us to see these things, not to condemn us, but to get us to separate from them, to shun them, and in that process be separated from them, so that our identity is no longer tied up in those negative forms of fiction and thought that just seem to play out all the time. So I worked with a task over this period, which fits in with this, which was really to not allow chatter, to that lower chatter, to be present in my mind. So, and the thing that stood out for me is that when I was in a silent thought space, without being in the chatter stood outside of that. So the image that came to me was like a sphere, and the chatter all sits outside of it. But I found it was constantly wanting to break in and speak what it had to say. And where that was not allowed, it was just bubbling on the outside of that sphere, if you like. What was interesting about that was the quality of it could still, I could still feel the quality of it, but viewing it more from an objective space rather than being caught up with it as if it was my own thinking. And the quality of it was, it's just rubbish. Totally. That's all I could really say about that chatter. It's just a constant barrage of proprial garbage. Like that's what's going on at that level. So that was a revelation in terms of just that low level chatter is nothing but self-interest, judgment, moralizing, the whole gambit. You know, and it was something that could be done with a, if I was driving or doing something around the house, or it was a practice that could be done. And the silent space, if you like, the silent thought space, just allowed for what was benevolent, just wanted the best. Just so it was a very interesting separation of levels and having a direct experience of the quality of those different levels. And I saw the silent space as the Gentile state. That was the connection back to the text around that.